Welcome to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, the most respected source for business aviation news.
This is AIN News Editor Chad Trotvetter reporting on site from the MBAA convention in Atlanta, Georgia. Wichita-based Hawker Beechcraft is enjoying its newfound independence here at the show, but it says it isn't ready to announce any new aircraft yet. However, the company does have several upgrade programs already underway for its King Air and Hawker lines. So we spoke with Hawker Beechcraft President of Commercial Sales, Brad Hatt, to find out more about these programs and what might be in store in Hawker Beechcraft's future.
As you know, we announced at this year's EBACE in Geneva, Switzerland, back in May, two new programs for us on the King Airs. First was the King Air B200 GT, which is a new engine upgrade on the airplane, and it replaces the PT6A-42 to a 52, which is a combination of the turbine of the -60 engine and the gearbox of the -42. And what it does is, bottom line, it does two things, really. Is one, it gives you an overall performance increase of about 25 knots. The airplane at high-speed cruise will be 305 knots. And it gives you much better time-to-climb profiles because it's able to maintain thrust up through higher altitudes. And that airplane's scheduled to be certified in October with first deliveries then right after that, so October-November time frame. The next was the King Air C90 GTI, which a couple of years ago we upgraded also with a new engine, the PT6A from Pratt & Whitney -135, which gave it about 30 knots of speed. It's about a 270-knot airplane. But now what we're doing is with the C90 GTI is avionics, and that is upgrading that with the Proline 21 from Collins. So now we have fleet commonality across the King Air fleet as well as Premier, and then in our the Hawker 750 and the 900. And maybe that's a good segue.
Let's talk about this, the Hawker 750, 900, and also the 4000.
Okay. I'll start first with the 900 XP because we just received the type certificate on that airplane the end of August, and we literally just this past Friday shipped the very first two airplanes to retail customers. So the airplane's certified and delivered, and now the production line switched over to the 900 XP. And basically what the 900 XP was also an engine upgrade program with Honeywell on their 731-50R engine. And that gave us, at the end of the day, gave us about another 200 nautical miles over the 850 XP, which really the benefit is it gave us true coast-to-coast capability from New York to L.A. and 99.9% winds, and also gives you a better high and hot time-to-climb performance. The next airplane is on the Hawker 750. That airplane is currently flying in its flight test. We're scheduled to be completed with it by the end of the year, and deliveries commencing in the January time frame. And that airplane is a variant, if you will, of the 800 series, in that we took the ventral fuel tank off the airplane and made some other interior changes, but it gave us some additional baggage. Matter of fact, it gave us 32 cubic feet of additional baggage in the airplane. It's a 2,100 nautical mile airplane, so it really allowed us to enter in with a another product into the light mid. So now we compete in both light mid and the mid-size markets. The last airplane's our flagship, the Hawker 4000, and where we're at on that airplane, we're just finishing up on the production certificate of the airplane, which we're working with the FAA on right now, to where we anticipate by the end of October, 1st of November, that we'll receive the production certificate, and then we'll immediately start deliveries on the airplane in November. And we've been flying that airplane literally all the way around the world, flown on our demonstrator about 600 hours this past year, really for operational readiness, so we could find out, ahead of our customers finding out, any issues. And we did find some minor, by and large, that we've gone and improved, so we're going to start delivering an airplane we think is ready for prime time.
Now, there's no new aircraft announcements here at MBAA, but you said you were looking at something and you're ready to announce, you might be ready to announce something next year. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. No, we are not announcing anything at this year's show new, but we will be next year. And what we do is, one can appreciate is, because the length of time it takes to certify brand new airplanes, and depending on the significance of whatever that improvement is, you know, you can do it in a year, you can do it in 2 years, sometimes it's 5 or 6 years. But we look at our entire product line, and we have a 10-year product strategy, basically, that we manage to, that gets tweaked up and down. And we will have a couple of announcements next year, and the first one will be at EBACE next year.
And you had mentioned that one of those in the next few years might be something between the Hawker 900 XP and the Hawker 4000. There's a pretty big gap between those two.
Yeah, no, there is. I mean, you're going from about a $15 million to a $20 million price difference, and then difference in performance. So we're looking at, we feel there's a segment that's available there that's not currently being filled by us today. So that is one segment we're definitely interested in. There's a couple of others, which I'll keep under, if you will, my hat for now. But we will do one of those announcements. And I'll just say that, you know, it'll be in one of the light jets.
Thank you for listening to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, reporting from the MBAA Convention in Atlanta, Georgia. To get more news from the MBAA Convention, go to www.ainonline.com. And for the latest video coverage of the MBAA Convention, go to www.aintv.com.